Now let's move on to some actual serious business. The world of sports with Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, sports contributor, and it's time for football. Ibrahim, you've been kind of taking us on a tour of the NFL since training camp started, and it's not time to start focus on two conferences we haven't talked about yet. That's the NFC West and the North. So let's start with the NFC North. This includes the Green Bay Packers, the Chicago Bears, the Minnesota Vikings, and the future Super Bowl champs. The Detroit Lions, of course.
God willing, they will win a Super Bowl at some point in the next 50 to 60 years.
You're dreaming. Anyhow, let's talk about what's going on. Let's talk about the NFC North and what's going on with this division.
Okay, so let's start with Green Bay. I think that they're the powerhouse, in a sense, in this division. First, the Minnesota Vikings are the team to beat, technically, into the season. But I think Green Bay has the best chances going forward. They have Aaron Rodgers. And right now, Aaron Rodgers is an elite NFL quarterback. And a lot of times, we focus so much on the quarterbacks. But in this instance, Aaron Rodgers is the real deal. He's sort of hitting his stride and hitting his prime, and every year that he's been in the league, he's gotten better. So really, he's going to be something to watch this year. He was really outstanding for them last year, and I think he's going to bring the cheeseheads over the top this year. Detroit.
That's a bumper sticker. Cheeseheads over the top. I like that.
Detroit with the quarterback Matthew Stafford. They're poised.
Still young.
He's still young, and I think they're poised to do better this year. They also brought in DeMarcus Sue, who's the defensive lineman, who in training camp, he started getting battered around by the older offensive lineman early on. Then he got into his stride, and then he started blowing people away. He's going to be something to watch. He's going to make the Detroit Lions have a legitimate star on offense and on defense. They're going to be better this year. Not great, but better this year.
They just won't be in the North, right? Mostly the East.
Yeah.
The Lions are in.
So that was
a little geography.
Yeah.
It's true.
NFL North. Yeah. Sure.
And I think the team that's going to win a division is going to be the Packers. But I think also the Vikings is interesting. You have $28 million is going to Brett Favre for the season.
Yeah. Brett Favre is a whole subject onto his own. But we have a little time left to talk about the NFC West. This includes the Seahawks in Seattle, the San Francisco 49ers, St. Louis Rams, and the Arizona Cardinals.
Let's focus on the San Francisco 49ers because they have Coach Singletary. They also have a really great quarterback, Alex Smith, who's going to come to his own this year. And they have a lot of offensive weapons. They have three good running backs. They have three good wide receivers. I really like the San Francisco 49ers.
Are they going to listen to Singletary this year?
What's that?
Are they going to listen to Singletary?
I hope they do. Okay. If they do, they'll be a successful team.
All right. And anyone, the Seahawks? Any chance for
the Seahawks?
The Rams?
Is interesting. Pete Carroll is going to be this is his third time as a charm as an NFL coach. So this will be interesting to see. Is his third time a good time or is it the worst time?
All right, we'll find out. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, this is the time of the year when any team could take it,
it's
right?
It's true. Anybody is. Yeah, anybody can win a Super Bowl. Good morning.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.